ערב שבס קוידש, פרשס משפוטים, טוב שין פי דלת. First, באזס השם יזבורך, I hope in 10 days we'll be starting the digging for building the building of Yeshivas Das Aaron. And again, thank you for everyone being there for me and באזס השם. We will start a campaign and we will try to share everyone to be a part of us. This week's parsha is a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Uboso basode treifo loisei chaylu, lakelev tashlichu oise." Give it to the dog. So Rashi explains, the ikir de kavone of the Torah is that you're allowed to have a noah from it. So why the pasuk said to give it to the dog? You could give it also to a goy. So every person that can't eat, that doesn't eat kosher, is allowed to eat this nevela. Why the Torah said to the dog, "Limdecho akosuv she'ein hakadosh baruch hu mekapeach schar kol berya." It says, "Ulechob na Yisroel lo yechatz kelev leshoinoi." When we left Mitzrayim, the dogs did not bark. Amar hakadosh baruch hu tnu lo yischore. It brings down a mechilta. Pay back the dogs for not barking. And the dogs will bark. It will look like we're running out of Mitzrayim. Hashem wanted uvnei Yisrael yoitzim beyad romo. So the dogs did not bark. So we pay them back. We give them the treifa. There's a famous joke they say over it. It's called a Jewish joke. A Yiddish joke was a person that would come to ask his Rav every Shaila. And he would ask him the questions. You know, in the old days he would shech the chicken. Sometimes it was a question of treifa or not. He would come to ask the Rav. Sometimes he shech the cow. He would come to ask the Rav. Then suddenly he stopped to come to ask the Rav. Not on chickens, not on cows, not on sheep. No questions. The Rav was really wondering. No shyness. Maybe the guy learned Yeredeya. For 2 years, the guy never showed up. After 2 years, he shows up with a chicken. So the Rav asks him, "What happened?" He says, "I will tell you, I did not come to the Rav because I learned Parshas Mishpatim. It says, 'Boso basoda treifa lo yisrichenu lakelev tashlichu.' When I had a shayla, I put it in front of my dog. If my dog ate it, so I knew that it's treif. If my dog did not eat it, I knew it's kosher." So the Rav said, "So nice. What happened after 2 years? You decided to come back to the rabbi." He said, "Rabbi, my dog became a machmir. He starts to eat too much. I'm switching back to my old Rav." It's a joke, but a lot of times in life we're like that. We have our parents, we have our rabbis, we have the people we have to ask. Sometimes we don't like them, so we try to find someone else. Till we realize too late, we didn't do the right move. But I want to share with you a word that I think will explain this kind of behaving. The Daskeni of Bala HaTesfer says a different pshat in the pasuk. He says, the dog is Moser Nefesh to save the animals from the wolf. The old days, and I think it's like that in a lot of places, you have the dogs, they scare away the wolves. Don't be Kfui Toiva. How do you say Kfui Toiva in English?
Ingrate.
Ingrate. So when you have a treifa, give the dog that looked after it until now he was not treifa. And he's looking after the other ones. Ki chen derech ha'olam le'amid klovim lishmer ha'tzoy min hazeh. So pashtas, the pshat is, the dog looks after the sheep. So you see now how bad it is when the dog doesn't manage. So now is the time to pay the dog. That is the poshta pshat. But I heard a real pshat. The Torah wants to teach us the Eretz. The dog watched the animals. He was looking after the sheep, the cows, and the chickens. This time he did not look after them. But don't forget that till now he did. Now when he failed, remember to be makir toiv for the times that he did not fail. A lot of times you have two neighbors. They're so close to each other. Every simcha, before they get engaged ready, they know. One time, For different reasons, the neighbor did not tell you that his daughter is going to get engaged. Stops to be a friend. Every wedding, he invites you for Shabbat Shema Brochas. He had his reason. He could not invite you. Stop to be a friend. Person has a Rebbe. He eats by him every Shabbos. He's so close to him. One time, his Rebbe forgot to invite him to a wedding. Forgot to share with him something. He switches a Rebbe. What happened? The Torah is teaching us. The dog looks after your animals. You're right, he missed this time. But remember how good he was. Give him the nevela to teach you how to behave. To teach you how to do HaKadosh HaTov. Parents have kids have parents that look after them from day zero. Marry them off, bar mitzvahs, bought them clothing. When he's 35 years old, his father went, when his mother went for Shabbos to the sister, not to him. He becomes regis. He forgets everything. He turns the page. What happened? He's switching a rabbi. He's switching parents. Don't be like that. I want to wish everyone good Shabbos.